City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard? Saltzman?
Here.
Sten? Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 330 time certain.
Do you want to dispose of the 289 that's on the agenda first?
Which one is the 289?
Yeah, just dispose of it. Report on the performance review of the Independent Police Review Division.
Oh. Okay, go ahead and please read it.
289, report on the performance review of the Independent Police Review Division.
I requested to have that pulled back to my office.
290, adopt a procedure by which owners of private real property may amend and file claims and seek a determination of a common law vested right pursuant to Chapters 195 and 197 of the Oregon Revised Statutes as amended by Ballot Measure 49 passed on November 6, 2007.
Chris, could you come forward?
Good afternoon.
My rare appearance at the big table.
Rather than lurking off in the sidelines.
My name is Chris Dirth. I was the Measure 37 program manager, and now I'm the Measure 49 program manager and expanding my duties.
Did you get a pay raise?
I haven't. Will you talk to my boss about that?
I will.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Oh, thank you. And I will very briefly describe for you the changes that Measure 49 will bring for how the city handles claims, and then Catherine will describe for you the ordinance that she has drafted for implementing this. I want to start off by saying that Measure 49 is very good for the city of Portland. It will, in brief, reduce the number of claims against the city, both those claims that were pending before and those claims that are likely to be filed in the future. It'll limit the types of claims that can be filed against the city. No longer can industrial, commercial, billboard, or multifamily residential claims be filed. Claims under Measure 49 are limited to single-family residences only. And then the number of units that can be claimed under a residential, single-family residential claim are limited to 10 only. Most of them, though, will be from 1 to 3. And then secondly, Measure 49 is much more specific than was Measure 37. And that's a good thing. We think that this will eliminate much of the uncertainty, and we hope much of the contentiousness that surrounded Measure 37. And I'm already seeing that in the reduction in the number of questions and angry calls that I get to my office. Measure 49 brings some very specific timetables and deadlines for both the claimants and for the city. So we both have very clear instructions about what our responsibilities are. The measure outlines very clearly what kind of appraisals are required now, and I should say that the bar is very high in terms of the quality and type of appraisal that will be required for a valid claim. And then finally, the exemptions under Measure 49 are essentially the same as they were under Measure 37, and most importantly, that includes the public health and safety exemption, which you recall used a number of times in the claims that we considered. And if anything, the language of that exemption is even stronger than it was before. Measure 49 is clear about the status of previously filed claims. For those claims that you approved before, and there were only seven of those claimants have a couple of options. They can try to claim, if they're far enough along in their project, they can try to claim a vested right to that claim, and Catherine will describe in more detail how they will do that. Or they can refile under the new requirements of Measure 49 if they so choose. Secondly, those claimants who were pending at the time the law changed last year, and there were about 60 of those in the city, they have the right to now refile their claim under Measure 49 if they choose to. And we expect we'll see a few of those. We don't know how many. They have about 4 months, or exactly 4 months, to reapply under Measure 49 if they choose to.
Are they, just to clarify on that, are they vested with old rights or the new rights when you say they have the 60 have a right to apply under 49?
Well, they have a right to apply. They have not received, those 60 have not received any approvals, so they don't have a vested, they don't have a an approved project waiver. So those are different than the 7 who were approved and could potentially have a vested right if they are far enough along in their project.
So they just, anyone, they have the same rights that anyone has under Measure 49, then nothing special?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Same circumstances. And then finally, those claims that were denied by you under Measure 37 remain denied. They cannot bring those claims back for reconsideration at all. And then I want to finally remind you that Measure 49 extends into the future so that if the council passes a land use regulation that restricts the establishment of single-family residences, not commercial, industrial, et cetera, then we may be subject to a Measure 49 claim, albeit under much more restrictive circumstances than before. So you do need to be mindful of claims that could potentially be filed in the future, although I would expect far fewer of those.
Will the city attorney's office be reviewing some of the potential policies in the future so you can give us advice as to whether it would incur a Measure 49 claim?
Yes, as we were mindful about the potential for Measure 37 claims when we were considering new zoning regulations, we will be equally mindful of the potential for Measure 49 claims. I'm not going to go through the ordinance before you in detail. What the ordinance does is it replaces our code language that dealt with Measure 37 claims with new code language and procedures for Measure 49 claims. The procedures are substantially similar and will be familiar to you. Someone will either tell Chris they want to convert their Measure 37 claim to a Measure 49 claim, or they will file a new one. And Chris and staff will review the claim, make sure it's complete, make sure it has all the information necessary, and then prepare a recommendation as to whether the claim should be approved or denied. That recommendation will come to City Council for hearing. The claimant and property owners within either 100 or 200 feet, depending on the nature of the claim, will receive notice of the council hearing and have an opportunity to testify, and then the council will make a final decision on each claim. With respect to those claimants who have an approved Measure 37 claim and may want to claim a vested right, the procedure is also quite similar. They will notify Chris, submit information to show that they have a vested right. Chris will prepare a report to the council, and the council will make a final determination. Measure 49 allows an approved Measure 37 claimant to show that they have a common law vested right. It's no more specific than that, and the factors used to evaluate whether someone has a common law vested right come from Oregon case law. And basically, the factors are trying to evaluate whether someone has spent enough time and, in particular, has spent enough money and made enough improvements that essentially it would be unfair to prevent them from completing their project. So among the factors the council would be looking at were what's the total cost of the project and how much have you spent to date and on what kinds of work? Is it simply planning and consultant work, which may not qualify? Is it actually building improvements? And another factor looks at the improvements. Are they something that are truly specific to this particular development, or could they be used for another development that's consistent with the code?
So it really is not automatic.
No, it's not automatic. And it will require a claimant to submit a significant amount of fairly detailed information to us.
So what about those, for some reason, that claim in North Portland where they were asking for the result of which I believe would be a significant density, project of significant density, do they have to show progress towards a project to utilize all that density or less than that density, or how do you define progress?
It's case specific, and there is no particular precise formula that I can give you. And I think it would be unwise at this point to comment on any specific claim that you may have approved. In general, the advice we have received from the state is that merely having a Measure 37 waiver, which you have not exercised, is not enough to establish a vested right. Having a Measure 37 waiver and obtaining a land use approval may not be enough. It really has to be some appreciable progress toward implementing your project. So of the claims that we have approved, it's unclear how many claimants will be seeking a vested right. It's possible the council may see one or two. And I should remind the council, under our Measure 37 ordinance, we imposed a $250 claim fee. We're maintaining that $250 claim fee in this ordinance as well.
How much time do they have to, the previously approved 37 claims, how much time do they have to submit for a 49 approval?
They have 90 days.
With that, Chris and I will be happy to answer any other questions. Otherwise, this is an emergency ordinance, so it requires a unanimous vote of the council.
Just refresh my memory on commercial and industrial. 49
does not allow them. Only single-family residential claims.
Thank you. No more billboards.
No more billboards.
That's awesome.
Further questions? Do we have a sign-up sheet?
We did. No one signed up.
Is there anybody here who wishes to address this issue? Please call a vote.
Mayor, do you have any thoughts?
Adams?
Thank you for the presentation. I'm very happy Measure 49 passed. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank you for the work here, and I also want to thank Oregon voters for passing something that I think is both fair but not excessive, as I believe the original Measure 37 was, and particularly issues around billboards and wall signs were areas to me that were very excessive. So I'm glad they passed this, and thank you for giving us new rules to implement it by. Aye.
Sten.
I agree, and also thanks to Chris and Catherine for sorting this all out. When people of your intelligence tell me it's hard to wade through the details, it is very hard to wade through the details, so I appreciate your hard work. Aye.
Thanks.
Potter.
And everything all the other commissioners said, I support, and I really appreciate the hard work. It's nice to know that we're now in alignment with 49, and look forward to ensuring success. Thank you. Aye. We're adjourned until next week.
Yeah. I should turn.